Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yo.
How are you guys doing?
Hey. Chilling. What up?
I'm causing trouble as always.
Yeah, we know. What up, Red?
Is Red there? My favorite other troublemaker.
Red.
Yeah.
Yo.
What's up?
Stop playing around.
Oh, wait. Before the show starts,
as soon as you said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, she cut me right off. I said, hello.
What? Wait, before the show starts, I got to tell Brother B something, because he's going to kick me in my ass, but I don't care.
Okay.
So your nephew officially likes whiskey sours. Okay, that's all I have to share.
Oh, boy.
You said, say what?
Oh,
I didn't even hear what she said.
I don't think you want to even hear what she said.
Oh,
say it louder, Mika. Say it louder.
So to repeat, I made whiskey sours and I gave them to my son and he likes whiskey sours now.
Oh, whiskey sours.
And yes, he is over 21.
He's
over 21.
Over
I don't want nobody thinking. Okay, he's over 18. All right, this sounds my ATS going
okay.
up on you.
He turns 21 in a blink of, literally in a blink of an eye. Oh, my God. I can't believe he turns 21 in a blink of an eye. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It goes quickly. It comes up quickly.
A little too quickly because
I got
the
23 and the 27.
No,
23 and 27.
Well,
I'm seasoned in this.
Wait. She is still
wait,
not
real
ready
quick.
For 21.
Yo, what up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu. Big Red Brother B in the house. We got Lady T and the infamous QB Terrorizer. Mika in the house. What's good, everybody?
What's up, guys?
Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Yeah, I think this is going to be a little hot button topic tonight. I'm going to try and curb some of my language. But,
it's gonna be entertaining if nothing else.
Yeah. Once again, what's up, everybody? It's The Menu. You can catch us on Facebook. The Menu. Mind Your Mental. MINDURNENTAL. Same on Instagram at MINDURNENTAL. So.
Yeah. Instagram and Facebook, people.
I hope everybody is all good tonight. Lady
I don't
C, how you be?
Not rise. Hit me up.
Uh-oh.
Talking about whiskey
hot
sour.
Hot rod hit you up. What do you say?
You talking about
he
whiskey sour.
He said whiskey sour.
Sound like
suck.
If I cut into somebody.
So I just told him to bite me.
Oh, God.
Wait. I know we have an important topic tonight, but I'm curious. Did anybody else read Sister Soldier's book, Life After Death?
No, I want to so bad. I gotta figure out a way either get it from or just go to the damn library or something. I want to read so bad because you know the first book was fire.
All I'm gonna say is, first of all, this book is fucking killer. QB got a shout out.
Wasn't it the guy or the girl from Queens anyway?
All I'm going to say is QB got a shout out. That's all I'm going to say because QB still rocks. And my girlfriend's book has been purchased as often with Sister Soldier's book. Okay, I'm done. I'm done smoking.
Wait, hold on. Does Lady T have any plugs? Because, you know, I know Lady T be, you know, dibbling and dabbling. She be on the move. You got any plugs? I know you know some people.
Oh, okay. You guys can check out the stream we did on Derek Jackson on the Afi Kingdom podcast on YouTube. Check out some of his books. Really good. And I'll plug Derek Jackson book in right now because that goes with the topic. Something okay. healing in the marriage, something.
That's a real book.
Well, who was my February 23rd? How to heal or something. It goes with his topic that's going on right now. So you PR
right?
something.
I'm sorry.
We'll get into that.
Who wants to set it off? Red?
No, somebody else can set it off. Let's lady
all right, well, you know what? No. All right.
Let Reverend B set it off. Reverend B's the man on the panel. The man set it off tonight.
Let me
y'all in the hot seat.
Like, let me, but y'all, I'm not in the hot seat. Listen,
you representing
how I
the
feel.
Males until the other males call in tonight. You represent
absolutely.
The men right
now. No. First of all, Brother B,
you know what?
All,
this was one time I'm gonna have your back.
Listen, first of all, he was never one of the fellas. He's a fuckboy. He was never one of the fellas. I said that.
Oh, my God.
No.
He is one of the fellas.
No.
He's a fellow.
No.
Like, stop it. No.
Wait,
I don't care.
Listen,
you can say what you want.
Listen, pull your drawers out there. I read. Listen, stop it. Oh, shit. All right. I'm sorry. Listen.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Listen.
It's interesting. The topic is, hold on, the topic, Deborah Jackson and Red has no underwear. Hint.
Yeah, exactly. I just totally threw me off. I'm about to go to the store.
Wow.
We're not going to label him one of the fellas because he's not. And I've said it from jump when I first started hearing about him. He's never been one of us because
he
don't
have
do
to
that
be one of the fellas, but he's a man. But go ahead.
Yeah,
well,
nah, he ain't no man. He ain't no man.
I
ain't no man.
Oh, my God.
Turn
well,
around
technically, that's what he is. He was
what,
his birth. Okay, God.
Red, could I finish that? Listen.
Go ahead.
We don't do that to one another. Maybe if we speak in, like, one-on-one to other brothers, you know what I'm saying, our homeboys or something, but we don't just go out there and just verbally on social media start blasting and putting cats on some type of stereotypical shit. Like, this dude, like, he's a fuckboy, simple and plain. He always has been and he always will be. And his shit has caught up with him. All he was doing was catering to the women and trying to get that money and telling all the women what they wanted to hear and basically what he felt they needed to hear to make sure he got the success that he was getting. Because, of course, how many women have I had to, you know, speak about when they want to defend this dude? And I'm like, how do you defend someone that's throwing dirt on other brothers' names? Like, we don't do that, man. We got enough issues in our community, especially with, you know, us in general. So why is black men in general? So why? Why would you even want to support somebody like him? Oh, I know why. It's because he's saying something that you want to hear. When there's women out there saying, oh, men ain't shit, or black men ain't shit, he's the one that's saying, yeah, girl, I'm with you. And he feels like he's telling, some women feel he's telling all these secrets and giving all this advice. But look at him. Look at him. He out there doing the same goddamn dirt. He out there shoveling y'all shit, and there's women, and he's made money off of it. Is no different from what, not to throw him under the bus, but even Steve Harvey when he came out with his books. And look at him. How many failed marriages has he had? So, you know what I'm saying? In this situation, you got to shoot the messenger because the message that they're sending out is bullshit.
Now,
I want to ask you a question, Brother right. B, on that, with what you're saying. Is it we're shooting the messenger or was he talking from a space that he was really acting from? And this is what females don't seem to understand, that sometimes these men, they're giving you the message, but it's not what you want to hear. He's giving it to me right now, looking back. When you look back at all his videos, those are probably situations he was in. That's why he could speak on it so hard and explain it and break it down and so forth. This has been going on for 10 years with him cheating on his wife. This is not something new that just popped up. Oh, okay, I'm going to expose him. Maybe it's a PR stunt. Expose him, put out your book. You get what I'm saying? And he can clean this all up quickly and be right back on top. And he's going to be coaching, mess around him and his wife is going to start marital coaching. There's people that's been married for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You don't think none of those guys cheated in that? Stop playing
well,
right
I
now.
I got to say this. Being Now, mind you, I've never really dealt with him. I know nothing about him. I literally had to look up his shit. I literally had to look up him. And I got to say this. Not for nothing, he's all about this whole reason, this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. You know your worth, blah, blah, blah. That's all well and fine. But you know what? The problem is that he's speaking like this is something that's current. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been doing this for 10 years or however many years he's been doing it, but yet and still he's preaching to a whole audience of women, telling them that, you know, they're worth more, this, that, and the third. But how are you going to sit there and preach that when you're doing, okay, Brother B, shut up, when you're doing fuckboy moves? You can't do that. That is such an oxymoron. It is ridiculous.
Why? Why, though?
But
I'm why?
Gonna, but I'm going
to
say this.
If I was a serial cheater and I wanted to change my life right now and talk to you from a serial cheater point of view,
why don't you say that up front? He don't have to.
Why should he have to? If he's under the impression that, you know what, I could get this
that's
money.
Falsehood.
It's not just
that's
yeah.
Falsehood.
That's the problem right there. Of course, you're exactly
now,
right.
Number one. Listen, let's be real. If I'm gonna fuck up my life, trust me, I don't need nobody's help. I'm very capable of doing it myself.
But check this out.
Hold on.
But there are a lot of women out there that are taking him at his word. So to find this out now,
and men, don't forget, and men are believing him.
That is damaging to a lot of women that followed him and listened to him for all of these years. It's a smack in the fucking face.
But you know what that was there for? I'm going to tell you this. That was, not to cut you off, but that was there for, because at the end of the day, why are you looking for a relationship advice from some goddamn dude on YouTube? I mean, you know, I understand listening to that stuff. Maybe it may be a little interesting, but I feel that, and I'm going to say it like this. I'm not going to blame this all on him. Like I said, he know who he is as a person. I'm going to say his partner, his wife or whatever, she even know who he is as a person. That, I don't feel that she was that stupid that she didn't know he was out there cheating. Now, the thing is, these women are listening because they don't have any guidance of their own. They have to love themselves. That's first thing. And second thing, you have to have your own guidance for yourself from either teachings from either, you know, your parent or your mother, whatever,
it.
What you're seeing at home. The problem is
that a lot of women that were listening to him didn't have that within them. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
they came from a broken area.
Yo, they were following him like they were following any other televangelist. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
But hold on.
That's the problem.
He spoke to
make them feel better about a lot of shit. But at the end of the day, what he should have done is be, personally, I feel he should have been forthright and been like, listen, we've been doing this for a decade, so this is why I'm telling you this now, as opposed to it coming out now. And a lot of women who really believed in him are now crushed, and they feel some kind of way. Like I said,
they really not.
Absolutely, because they're gonna make an excuse for him. I'll say they're making an excuse.
And you know what? And I 100% agree with that. They are gonna make an excuse.
She ain't wrong.
You know why? Because they don't want to believe that he's wrong about the things
that he's
saying. Now I can understand.
So can I chime in?
Yeah, hold on for a second, Miss Cherry. Hold on, how you doing?
Hi.
If he would have came out and said, listen, everything that I'm saying or everything that I'm doing comes from a place of experience. This is what I used to do. This is what I used to be, yada, yada, yada. Then as men, we could respect that. But he just came out straight bashing, and he played, to me, it seemed like he played women because he played on y'all emotions. He played on whatever experiences
Why is it that you say he played on a lot of emotions? Because when I say that he's a man like every other man, you say, oh, no, 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 no. So guess what? No, he didn't play on my emotions. First of all, I never listened to him.
Yeah, he didn't play on yours.
I heard him, but I never listened to him.
Big Red, Big Red, Big Red.
Hold on.
He didn't play on yours, Big Red. He didn't play on yours in particular. But there were a lot of...
I understand what he said. I'm saying, when he said what he just said, you are... Once again, you're putting us all in one category, and if you don't like it when we do it to you, you want me to say selective winners? You just did it.
So, all right, hold on. Wait a minute, man. You ain't even let me finish my statement.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, just hold on, man. Relax. You don't have a VH. Listen, my thing is this.
I don't like them.
Martini. Listen, my thing is, what he did was wrong. Simple and plain. But if that's the game that he wanted to play, he played it out well because he made money. He reached his objective. He made money. You think women wasn't, you know what I'm saying, all that time, all these years, they were talking all that shit. You think women wasn't chiming into that? Selective, or certain women, Red. Certain women. Not people like you, but certain women that have been going through. There were certain women that went through certain stuff and had certain bad experiences with men. They channeled into what he channeled into, you know, what they were feeling. Look, he basically played off the emotions of his wife. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
He shitted on his wife, and then, you know what I'm saying, and did all whatever he did, and then next thing you know, he's making money off of it. Now, I don't know if his wife is in agreement with it or not, but that little bullshit video that he did, it was trash. It was game.
Absolutely.
And it was trash.
Absolutely.
Listen, man. Everybody be accountable for their own situation. You know what I'm saying? Simple and plain. It's going to be what it is. But I just don't like how he's moving. I never did, and I don't like what he's doing. Because he's probably, I agree with Lady T, this could be some PR stunt to promote his
book.
Because nobody's really into it. But once again, who's going to buy it? Dudes are not buying it. Women are going to buy it. Women are going to cater into that. And then,
Why not? Subscribing to his channel. Dudes are subscribing to his channel to learn how to treat their women better and listening to him too. Don't think it's just women that was listening to him.
I think it's just women. Well,
He has a huge audience of men also. Before Miss Cherry comes in, real talk, if you got to go to some jackass like that to know how to treat your woman, then there must have been something wrong with your upbringing. If you got to go to somebody like that to learn how to treat your woman, there's something wrong with your life.
And we could say the same thing with Umar Johnson. There's guys that follow him.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing can be said. We have to stop saying that there's something wrong with your upbringing. There's people that just Google stuff to look up, what's ghosting. I don't even classify that. There's people that's interested in learning other things and will go on YouTube for it. So we can't say it's your upbringing. It's just that you did not know.
Well, I put it to you like this. There is something, and we all are guilty. We all have this. There is something that is either broken or not in full tact, to say the least. That's the best thing I got. And we're looking for something to either fix that, fill that, or mend that. And there is a difference between fixing and mending. A fix is temporary. A mend is permanent. Make no mistake. So, and, you know, the human condition is go look for outside sources. However, I think there is a limit to what you're looking for, personally. At some point you have to sit there and say, you know, this person has way too much going on as far as getting likes and as far as pushing shit. You know what I'm saying? For me personally, like I've said before, I'll fuck my life up. I don't need nobody's help. If I need advice, I will turn to my mother. God knows that's always the last resort. But I will turn to my mother before I go to somebody. And I call them self-help gurus because that's what they are. He's like the Joel Osteen of relationships for me.
And then people follow Joel Osteen. So you just proved the point right there, Ms. Shari.
Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Shari.
Okay. So I'm not a Derrick Jackson fan, but in all disclosure, I did buy some of his items. I brought the card game, which I love. I have my friends come over. We all just sit and we talk.
Card game?
He does have a card game.
He's a great marketing
really
guy. This is the point.
He's got a catalog full of stuff.
So my my point is, I never followed him. Like, I didn't look to him as being my quote-unquote spiritual guru follower. I listened to his message. And whether you like him or not, the messages that he is saying, we need to learn as a people. You know, we need to learn to respect our partners. We need to learn to be there for them, not to cheat on them and run. So I may not like him, but the message that he's giving, we do need to hear. And we can't use what he's doing, because, yes, he is being hypocritical. He's doing one thing and saying something else. But it's important that we focus on what he's telling us, not on who he is. And I think a lot of times when we get into situations like this as a people, if we can dismiss the messenger, we also throw out the message. So that's my take on him.
Well, here's my question.
Hold on, Mika, because I got to touch on something Ms. Cherry said. And I agree with you, Ms. Cherry, to a degree, because my whole thing is this. When did he ever say anything positive about men? Black men.
Well,
when did he ever say anything positive? Why do you think a lot of men don't like him? Because first of all, who are you to tell us how to run our relationships when you're screwing up your own house?
But that's what I'm saying. You're looking at what he's doing and saying he's a hypocrite. We all know that. He's saying one thing, he's doing something else. But the point is, the message that he's giving you is something that we should be examining as a people. Who is he to tell us? It doesn't matter if it was him or if it was out of a donkey's butt. If the message is real, the message is real.
But what? Okay.
And I think that. I think that when you said how he always puts down men, maybe his approach is to expose what the problem is. If I go to
no, his must is to make money.
But if I go to a therapist, she's not going to sit there and tell me everything that's right.
Somebody got
that's
some
not
feedback
what I'm there for. I'm there to actually find out what's wrong and to work on it. So I kind of felt like he was exposing what's wrong so that we can go ahead and work on that. If he stood there and spoke for hours about how great men are, we wouldn't be having this conversation. He could have bounced it off and said, you know, yeah, we have men that are cheating, but we have men that are good fathers. But I think the purpose was to expose what was going on that's wrong in the black community. And then we can address how to fix it. A lot of people won't even acknowledge that there's a problem. Boys will be boys. The old boys club. What is that? Those are justifications for bad behavior.
Listen,
so we're not even saying that's
men,
wrong. We're
women,
saying, well, you know, that a man is a man. So that
listen,
means
women,
deal with it. Deal with it.
But you know, that's one-sided. Because the whole thing is this. As soon as a woman says the same thing that he's saying, they get bastard. I've seen podcasts and women on YouTube saying the same thing, and they quickly get bashed. But it's him. It's just this. Yeah, he is a marketing guru because
yeah, he delivers it with a smile
well.
In the body. He
yeah,
delivers
yeah,
it
exactly.
with a smile in the. It's
and,
just
yeah,
like a
and,
packaging.
And the great sweatpants.
If you get it,
and the great
if you get a present that's wrapped up and it's all pretty and in a bow, you're gonna accept it more than if you get a present that's rolled up in dirt. So
right.
because
so
he has a packaging
said, so,
that attracts people to him. They're going to pay more attention, but it's still the same inside.
So with
the
so
message
with that
is
being
still the
said,
same.
Yeah, listen, that message has been going on for centuries, so it ain't nothing new. But my thing is, ain't nobody talking about how, they felt bamboozled. That's why so many black dudes or so many men in general are just laughing at his ass right now because, you saying one thing and you doing another. And at the same time, you got men that are out there laughing at the women because they went for the okey-doke. But yet there's women
what is
out there
the
that are still going to support
Can
him.
I say
the
something
okey-doke.
Real quick on that?
Go ahead.
What is the okey-doke?
With the whole thing is based on him cheating. He presented himself as Mr. Nice Guy. I've had a Mr. Nice Guy do that same thing to me before. You feel a certain way when the truth comes out that they're no different from the next guy.
that told you up front that I'm a dirtbag. It's like Mika said in the beginning. Had he said that, would he have all these subscribers? Would he have done all these seminars and things like that? Would people have paid him? No. Maybe then when he started it, he wasn't this person. This is years into his marriage that this comes up, and his wife knew all about it. I'm sure they've been sweeping it under the rug for the longest, but people started threatening, like, I'm going to come out and start talking about him and exposing him. There's people that couldn't wait. There's people that's been to him for years upon years that couldn't wait for this to finally come out and show the world that he is not who he is. But this is in that problem. Sense, is he not human first? And secondly, enough with the he cheated on her, because I've seen and I've been in a situation too. People forgive people after they cheat, but it comes to a certain point. How many more times do you think you're going to do it? Talk to people that's been married for 30, 40 plus years and ask them how many times have they dealt with that and worked through it. Talk to the Obamas and ask them how did they work through it. You understand what I'm saying? But when it comes down to one person still working through it, it's done after that. That's when it's really done. So it's not one time cheated and it's over.
No, it's not. But the problem is that, again, he perpetrated a front. Now, see, and I'm saying this.
No different from the next dude in the street. And that's what I'm not understanding. Why we put Derrick Jackson on this pedestal. That's what's sickening to me.
Because he put himself out there in the first place.
No, we put him out there. We gave him the money. We gave him that power.
I gave him my money.
Let's be real. Everybody may have been like, oh, big up. But had he not put himself out there, no one would know who he is. Okay.
He didn't put himself out there by himself. A whole marketing team did that for him. A whole marketing team. And they not of color, by the by.
But I was going to say, I didn't buy Derrick Jackson.
Hold on, Mika.
I don't care what color his marketing team is.
We should care because it's those people that's giving you the narrative of this. That's my point that I'm making. We should care if we're talking about the community.
But you know what? Here's where it gets funny. Okay, you want to talk about the community? Here's my question to you. Knowing that the community of women, of African-American women, are listening and has been through everything you could possibly think of, and their biggest thing are liars and cheaters, correct? Why?
Are our biggest thing liars and cheaters, you said?
Would you believe that?
Why in the world would you continue to stay with that? You got free will. People think that they can work things out. We see red flags. Do we hold ourselves accountable for it? I know damn well I could hold myself accountable for certain things that I took.
Right, absolutely.
Saying it's going to work to keep my family together.
Like,
no.
Me,
let's stop playing.
Hold on, Mika.
Is just full of a lot of weak women, personally.
That's not weak. That's not weak.
Hold on.
Do you have parents or grandparents that have stayed together for 30, 40 years?
My grandparents separated after one cheated on the other.
I will say it takes a lot of strength to deal with nonsense year after year after year.
And that's why we bow out after a certain point.
And you know why I picked this topic? Because we always focus on the bullshit. We'll focus on things that, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, this has been going on for the longest time. What goes on in your house, and see, that's the problem. Everybody's so quick to talk about what's going on in their house or going on in their relationship. Listen, in my opinion, mind your effing business. What happens with you, happens with you. If you want to talk that with your friend, your mama, your dad, or whoever, that's fine. But people making money off of other people's misery, that's fucked up. And I don't like it. That's why. Wait a minute. Listen. What he did is nothing different from what our grandparents, great grandparents, and other people has been doing. And I do agree with Lady T with, his marketing team, of course, because they're going to market the bullshit to us because we always focus on the bullshit. We're not focusing on anything uplifting. We're not focusing on anything that thrives.
Everything
with
us is always drama.
You know what I'm saying? It's always
something negative.
It's always negative.
I agree.
Kevin Samuels.
I agree.
Kevin
I think
Sanders.
He.
Yeah, they're going to keep him
profited.
Around because he's feeding the narrative and keeping the black woman down. So they're going to keep him around. Why not?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't see
not?
White women calling in on his show like that. Come on, man.
I agree
exactly,
that
and they never will.
He exploited our problems in order to earn profit for himself. Yeah,
what
we
problem?
All know that we have relationship problems within our community. So what he did was he fed into a problem that he knew. But that does not mean that the message is not true. I mean, whether I'm willing to pay for it and other people are not, it's more important that we focus on the message. Like I said, I'm not a Derrick Jackson fan. It could have been said by Popeye, and I would have paid money for it because I was focused on the message. So his life and his lifestyle, and I wasn't following him like, oh, he's going to lead me to the promised land. I was actually listening to the message, and I feel like if we did that as a community, we wouldn't be so angry with him. Because he's irrelevant, actually. He's just the messenger. He didn't write
but
the message.
But the problem
he's
is
just the
a
messenger.
Lot of
he just delivered it.
Yeah, but
it's
the problem is a lot of women were following him like that. Like
mm-hmm.
he was the second coming or third coming, whatever. Listen, I'm not religious. But whatever coming, that's what they wanted to hear. Because he's saying things that they wanted
exactly.
to hear. They're not hearing
exactly.
these things from anybody. Even if they have girlfriends that they are talking to and they tell them, it didn't sound good. It was like, yeah, girl, you a hater. It's like, oh, you a hater. Because, you know, once again, us as black women, sometimes we hate on each other. Even though we're trying to tell you the right thing, you don't want to hear it because of somebody. But him, oh, he's a man and he looks good. And oh, he's telling me
yeah.
exactly what I want to hear. So they soak in that
great
in because
man.
That's what it is.
We wanted to believe
yeah.
that he was perfect. We wanted
right.
to
and how many of
exactly
you women on the panel?
Together.
How many of you women on the panel actually go to your girlfriends for let's say you're going through something and you go ask your girlfriends a question about what you're going through with
one,
your man?
I got
how
one
many
friend.
Of y'all?
I got one friend.
I got
me.
One
friend. I got one friend that I do that with. One good friend.
Only one
do,
friend,
you know,
right?
We talk to each other. Yep, this one. Yep.
And
that's
my
point.
Have any of y'all ever went to a guy to actually ask to get a guy's opinion? Because
oh,
I normally go
yeah,
to a guy
yeah.
all the time.
Yep,
I rather
all the time. Yep.
So that's my point with the Derrick Jackson thing. You got to
yep.
understand that they're not Googling the female counselor's names. They're Googling to find out from the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But
no,
you know why?
Fine.
But you woman. But you know why? Because
it's
statues.
True.
It's true. It's beyond the truth. Listen, is every why is it always true? Because you know what? If you want to get down to the bottom of it, what if he came out there and he was talking a whole bunch about oh women cheat or women step out? Then no woman. There's a lot of women out there that would not support him because he's speaking on something that they a topic that they don't want to acknowledge. It's always good
YouTube
to bash
contenters that do that,
huh?
What you just said, that holds women accountable, and you'd be surprised the amount of females that's in their chat. So that I have to tell you is incorrect.
I think
oh, really?
Yeah, I was gonna say I think
women are trying to learn the game
you.
Right now from the guys. They're totally onto it.
I think the problem is that
you
as a male feel like you're being somehow he's turning his back on you guys
okay.
because he's exposing things that you don't want to expose. But
all right.
we as women, if a woman came out and said, listen, women, you know we're doing dirt, grime, we would be more willing to accept it from each other because we know what
really?
We're doing.
All right, check this out.
I believe
so. Hold on. Now I got to put my asshole hat on. I got to put my asshole hat on now.
Before you put on the asshole hat, I got to say this. Now,
what?
I don't know their names, but I have seen a couple of sisters on Facebook Live speaking their truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, it's not very pleasant. It's not what a lot of women would say is agreeable, but there is a lot of truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm gonna say. Like
listen.
I said, I don't remember their names, but there was one fierce ass sister. Oh goodness gracious! And she was going, and I was like,
I get the energy, I get where you're coming from, but check this out. As much as a lot of women want to talk about men and their game, who the hell do you think run the game? I said it before, and I will say it again. You think men out here doing other shit for men? Nah.
Yeah.
If you're a heterosexual male, you ain't rocking like that. first of all, heterosexual male out here doing what? Just like the hen in the hen house. Who they doing shit for? They doing it
They do it for each other. Men have to have nice cars to impress their boys.
For who?
They have to have
have
to have their Jordans on to impress their boys. We don't care as women whether or not you have a Stacey Adams on your feet or if you have Jordans.
Mika, there's a whole market. There's a whole big ass market that our people constantly support. The biggest market of all. All this fashion and guys about to get buying the fancy cars and doing all this and that. And who are they doing it for? You got women out there talking about, he needs to get me this, he needs to get me that. So who are they doing it for?
No.
We ain't doing it for us. We're not doing it for men.
Miss Cherry? Yes, you are.
Miss Cherry, let's be real. Yes. I gotta say this one. Dudes that are doing all of that, it's not for other dudes. As much as we would like to think it is, that's to freaking rope some chick up. I'm sorry, but that is the God's honest truth. I am so sorry to say it, but it is what it is. Listen, growing up in QB, I've seen it. Dudes was not worried about impressing other dudes. They wasn't worried about making other dudes feel some other way. They was worried about impressing chicks so chicks would be up on them.
Exactly. So then they can bring her around, their friends, and their friends can gawk that they got this pretty girl. That's why they did it.
But at the end of the day,
girl with the item so they can bring her to their friends, and their friends can talk about, oh, man, he got it like that. You see that? They did
but
it to
Ms.
impress
Cherry,
their friends.
But Miss Cherry, let's be real for a minute. Who's really promoting that dude's status? Because it's not his fellas. It's that chick. It's not his fellas. It's his chick that's promoting that status to everybody else. And again, and I hate to say it, but it is what it is. And Brother B, shut up. This part is probably the only time in my life where I'm gonna actually have to freaking agree with you.
I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. I think a lot of them. I have a son myself, and he's 21. And I see the way he moves. Yes, of course, you want to look nice. Girls are going to be drawn to handsome men. But it's more about being accepted by his boys. His boys thinking that his outfits are fly. Where you get that from? He's of that age where men are out there to impress men. I'm not saying in a homosexual type of way.
It's a competition.
I'm saying they dress
for
other men.
Women
they
are,
they
but
have
men
to
are
have
very
cars
competitive
other men.
With each other.
And guess what? Derrick Jackson comes out on the top of the pyramid because he's leaving his impression. The same thing with the dude Kevin Samuels. He's leaving his impression. You know what I'm saying? You think these cats are just out here, like I said, you think they just out here bashing dudes for nothing? You think they out here selling the game for nothing? Come on, I remember back in the days there was an old saying. Because remember, everybody on this panel is from a different generation. And what they used to say, Mika? The game is to be sold.
Not old, right?
To be sold. And that's exactly what he did. He sold the game, and there are women out there that bought into it. But once again, who runs the game? Because if it wasn't for women, he wouldn't have a platform. If it wasn't for those type of women that were in that type of space, he would not have a platform. So please, do not sit here and tell me that women do not control the narrative, because you do.
I'm going to say this. I think he, like I said, he exploited a situation. It's not necessarily a woman situation. It's a relationship situation within our community. So it's not just women. It's men also. And yeah, he did exploit it. I think we all know that he saw that there was a problem, and he used that problem and to make himself money, to make himself rich.
But what is the problem? That's the thing. What is the problem? This is an interracial problem. It goes on with everybody. That's the whole thing. It is what it is. It's not even it's not even a problem. It just is what it is. It happens. Just like you said, he's human, right? Women are human too, right? Women, listen, in my younger days, when I used to run the streets, man, listen, I had women tell me stories about their men. They didn't like things that they had a problem with. Or who bed they in? Or who they up in the hotel with? So come on, man. Like, let's Let's not. If you don't, only don't throw stones if you live in a glass house, because it's a one-sided situation. I'm not going to sit here and continue to allow.
So why do we sit there and think that he's a man and okay, he's not going to cheat? He's a human. He can cheat. Females
right,
cheat. Males cheat. What's the problem?
Everybody,
that's what I'm not understanding. What everybody's problem
every
is.
Man,
why
every
are we
man
shocked?
Has that ability to do that. Every man is going to have that ability. If a situation should come up, he's going to have. He's going to do that.
And you know
just
what?
Lady Chief said, he's
so,
human. Men are human, just like women are human. Yeah.
Red,
what you have
exactly,
to realize is that a lot of women put him on this infallible kind of pedestal.
Exactly.
And that's the women problem. That's the women problem because I never put him on that pedestal.
First of all, wait. I said a lot of women. I didn't say you ladies in particular.
No. I know that, Mika. I know that. No.
But you have to understand something. Not every female has her own mind. A lot of females will just follow. I ain't talking about no woman on this channel because Lord knows if the devil came up against any chick on this channel,
you
he would run the hell away. Okay?
Now,
I'll say this, Mika.
At one time,
I'll
say we all have we've all self-victim, all of us as women on this panel, we all have self-victims to that here or there with some guy, at least one guy in our lives. I'll say that. But, so that's what I'm saying. We're once again, yes, like we are human, and that's going to happen, but that's what I'm saying. You learn from what you did. But if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and keep letting this happen to you, then you have to reevaluate who you are as a person because you can't say, oh, woe is me, oh, just keep that. No, because you're letting it to keep happening to you. You don't have to let these things happen to you. But you're letting certain things like loneliness and all this other stuff, and you want a family and all that. You letting these things get in your head because you're looking at what your girlfriend's got and what this person's doing. That, and especially with the social media now, you scrolling through and you seeing all these relationships and everybody happy, and you like, well, where's my happiness? Find it within yourself, and then it will come to you. That's
and
what
trust
I
can believe. Wait a minute. Trust and believe. The same dude. The same type of dudes, because see, check this out, as dirty as he is, trust me, there's a woman out there or there's women out there that will still pick his ass up and take him
of
for
course.
Who he is. So I don't even know what it's about. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what it's about. Like if you want to be accountable, don't just call men and put their feet to the fire. It has to be on the other side too. It cannot be one sided, and that's the problem. He has made money selling the one-sidedness. And once again,
so
there are other issues. Listen, you know what's crazy? We're more concerned about shit like this than crime in our community or us not
right,
having
absolutely.
Certain rights and stuff like that. We're more concerned about the, once again, about the BS. Because, you know,
so
and
brother
of course, everybody waiting. People getting their feelings. Everybody getting their feelings, and they all emotional because they feel they got cited by a man. Okay, beat up the men, keep throwing the men under the bus, this, that, and the third. But guess what? At the start, middle, or the end of the day, some people still go back to that man, or some women mm-hmm. still go find another man, and the same thing may mm-hmm. happen. You might get a woman that's fed up, and she start doing the same thing. So, but we ain't out there bashing women like that. Hold on, because you got males and you got men. As much as y'all don't want to think that there's like some, there isn't a difference.
There is a big difference.
Because there's men out there that's treating, he don't talk about the men that's out there doing their women right. You know what I'm saying? Because as much as y'all don't want to acknowledge it, listen, there was dudes out there, probably my father in general, may he rest in peace, had my mother and a woman someplace else, possibly a family someplace else. It's been
uh-huh.
going on. Once again, it ain't nothing new. It only became marketable. It became uh-huh. a selling point. He tapped into that emotion. He tapped into that topic. And there's other people who said, hey, let's sell this so they can fight amongst each other. So they can do this amongst each other because So I don't know who it was that said it, but I'm sure there ain't no white women calling in to Kevin Samuels or really subscribing to Derrick Jackson.
That's
I don't
that
think no Asian
not.
Other women
are. And that's you know what.
And
that's the thing that kills me, because that's what I'm saying.
No,
it's like you don't have any other ethnicities calling up there. It's only black women that are calling there and calling up there for advice. It's like you say, you don't see nobody else doing that.
You know why?
You don't see nobody
and
else.
You know why?
They
keep their dirt in their house.
They
keep it in their house.
They
don't let it. There's another community of people. I'm not going
to
say their names on here, but you can follow my lead. They keep things in their house, molestation, and other things that go on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's because they go to their people. They go there. Oh, they go to a. No, you know what they do? They go to therapists. They don't go to. You know, they ain't gonna go on YouTube. They go to therapists and get advice.
Go to therapists, or they end up on the Real Housewives.
Check this out, and I'm sure Mika.
Right.
I'm sure Mika will probably agree with me. Possibly. Listen, there are other people out there, other ethnicities. Yeah, they know they man doing dirt, but guess what? The man is taking care of the household. The man is making sure she's good. The man is making sure this is going on. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, she might have her own side piece as well. It's whatever works.
She's doing
the business.
Wow.
It's the business. It's the business
wow.
of the household. It's
yep.
the business
but
of the family.
Now,
hold on, Miss Cherry.
And this
Ms. Cherry,
is where the
you
problem
may not,
comes.
Hold on, Miss. Hold on, Miss Cherry. You may not conduct yourself like that, but there are other people that find advantages in situations like that. And you know what? Who am I to knock anybody's hustle? You like it, I love it. You may not agree with it, but there are other people that function that way, and that's on them. Because, once again,
well,
it's in
I
their house,
overall,
and we don't need
a,
to keep taking our shit outside of the house.
That's what Derrick Jackson did when he did the interview with his wife. He packed it up and left it back in his house. So y'all can say whatever y'all want. That's what he told us. But we're gonna take care of this together.
He shouldn't have put it out again.
Exactly.
Again.
Man,
exactly.
He's
you're
protecting
dumb,
his brand.
Listen,
that got
so,
nothing to do with
exactly.
that.
You're
he's protecting his brand.
Let me put
so
it to you
I,
like this. When my old when the matriarch passed and we was popping her in the boneyard, there was stuff that I knew and it was stuff that I didn't know. And of course, me being an asshole that I am, my response was, and I quote, "I could wrote a sitcom behind this." Don't judge. I don't care if you do. Fuck it. The point is, they kept it in house. No one outside the house knew. If you are gonna put your business outside your house, expect people to judge you. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. You don't want your business out there, then keep it private. You know, he did what he made himself a public figure, for starters. So
no,
he made himself a public figure.
And the side piece couldn't stay silent, so they told his business.
He made himself a public figure. Mm-hmm. He was doing this dirt for 10 years. Whoever it was about to expose him, so he said, "Oh, let me come out now."
Mm-hmm.
He put himself in that spot. He was already on a pedestal. He technically should have been knocked down a peg, but considering the age in which we live, this is just going to boost his whatever the hell it is. Me personally, mm-hmm. I didn't know him before this. I got to tell you, I could care for him any more than I care for the other idiot that sits down and puts down black women. How's that? I'm an equal opportunity.
Did you click on any of his videos, Mika?
Huh?
Did you click on any of his videos to find out who he was?
Kevin or Derrick?
Both.
Kevin
any
Samuel.
One of them.
Yeah.
Guess what you just did? You just raised.
Concerned?
You just helped him raise his algorithm, so you just helped him. You're a subscriber now.
As far as I'm concerned, you say what you want, but as far as I'm concerned, they both can suck balls.
They could, but hey, I'm just telling you, you just helped them. Once you clicked on it, you just helped their algorithm. You just helped them. They said, thank you,
Mika.
I have a question.
Wait, wrong.
Because you're the only male on the panel, it has to be directed at you.
Yeah. Damn you,
so
Hot Rod.
So we know that. What?
Damn you, Hot Rod.
Damn you,
Hot
Rod.
So we know he exploited a situation we have going on in our community. In all fairness, as a male.
Wait, nine nigga community
you,
in his house. Let's talk about his house. But you
no,
can
we're talking about. this is my question, not yours. Okay. So we know he exploited a problem we have in our community. You as a male, how could he have delivered that where you were able to receive the message without feeling like he was throwing you under the bus?
Well, first of all, it's not limited to our community.
Mm-hmm.
He was just channeling. How could you have received it?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm answering your question, but I got to break it down. You're talking about our community. This goes beyond our community. We're just the ones that's getting all emotional about it. That's number one. Number two, his message, receive it. Listen, like I said, you can't come at me with that because I've had experiences and I've seen both sides of the fences. Like, real talk, I'm not condoning anything, but sometimes people step out for certain reasons. And guess what? That ain't none of my goddamn business. If you want to talk to me one-on-one about it, that, and we know each other, that's fine. But what you do in your backyard, in your house, in your bathroom, that's your business. So the whole thing is this, exploiting of something that, like, it's something that's technically irrelevant. It's just, it just goes along a personal thing. It's a personal preference. I personally don't want this to happen to me. I personally don't want it to happen to me. That's what he's exploiting. Because this is not like some big-ass issue, like, as they would say, black-on-black crime or drugs in our community or police shooting black men, women, and children. Those are issues in our community. Not, I stepped out on my wife or I stepped out on my girlfriend. That's bullshit.
So you don't,
and for us to keep,
you don't
keep,
think he
should have,
I'm sorry, I just want to understand what you're saying. You don't think he should have addressed it at all? Or you have a problem with him addressing it and getting money from addressing it? Which one are you saying?
What I have a problem with is him profiting off of other people's pain. I think that's wrong. But it is the American way.
Do you have a problem with Umar Johnson profiting off of people? Because he does the same thing with the seminars.
I don't listen to him.
This is what I'm saying. There's so many people out here that's doing it. There's other guys, coaches, that's doing the same thing, but they didn't get caught. That's the problem. People seen him and placed him on this pedestal, which he should not have been placed on a pedestal because he's a human being. He made a mistake.
Yeah. Right.
That's up to his wife now to decide how many of those mistakes she feels like taking.
You know, we can sit there and say he made a mistake. That's just in our observation. We don't know what type of relationship he got going on at home. You know what I'm saying? So we don't really know the backstory. We just know the story that's being put out.
He the one that said he made a mistake. I ain't saying it. He said it.
I gotta say it, but I'm gonna wait.
Everybody got all riled up, and then they feelings. But once again, he's still going to be supported, no matter what.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. It was lovely. It was great listening to everyone. It was wonderful. However, I'm just going to put it out there. He knew what he was doing from day one. Story is him and his wife broke up before they got married due to the same infidelities.
Okay,
so he already knew about his cheating ways. So let's just pause.
He already knew
about
his cheating ways. What's the accountability on her, what you just said?
That was her choice. Listen, that's her choice. She can choose what she want to deal with. If she wants to get back with him, that's on her. That's not on anyone else. However, he decided to start a business, and he started a business as a way to talk about relationship issues and how to do this, that, and the third. But the part that everybody seems to be missing is all he really was doing was setting himself up to meet more females to continue with his cheating problems.
That's what happens when you're a high profile guy in his status.
Let me say this.
I did
pretty well listening to everybody go back and forth and cut people off, but that's not happening with me. Because I listen. And I'm not saying that what anyone was saying is wrong. This is Felicia. This is Felicia. Hi. So I hear everybody. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. However, he monetized his cheating endeavors. I think the reason why the black community is at such an uproar is because he's doing it. They don't have an issue with him cheating. They just have an issue with how he was able to market himself and get paid for cheating. That's really what the issue is.
I don't think he needed to exploit us in order to get women's attention, because I'm looking at him and I don't think that's a problem that he has.
But that's the difference between a woman and a girl. That's the difference between a woman and a girl. What he's attracting are girls. He's not attracting women.
And I can agree with that, because that girl looks very much younger than he is.
Bottom line, he's not attracting professional women. He's not attracting professional women. He's not attracting, you know, doctors and lawyers. He's not attracting those types of chickens. I hate to call them chickens, but you know that they're chickens.
that's what they are.
And
so only the doctors and lawyers are not considered chickens. That's what you're saying.
I'm not going to say that they are. I don't think that they are. They have standards. Now they can choose to lower their standards at any point in time.
Okay, because I know some doctors
who
are side chicks. That's the status of money don't mean nothing.
No, and you want to know something?
Yeah, self-esteem.
You want to know? I know doctors and lawyers who are side chicks also. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They put themselves in that category the same way they can take themselves out. Unfortunately, girls have a tendency of not having standards because either none was set for them, and they just looking for a quick come up, and they thought that this would be a quick come up by dealing with somebody who is on a, and I'm not saying a pedestal, but who is a social media influencer.
I give her that. Definitely. Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
That's what that
is. So, Felicia, just a quick question.
I can talk from my own personal experience, so I know what it's like.
Yeah,
to
I wanted to ask you something real quick, Felicia, if you don't mind.
Go ahead,
on that.
Ask me.
With that, it doesn't even have to do, let's say, aside from Derrick Jackson, let's say, you know how Kenneth Daniels always talking about these high-value men and things like that. There's high-value men that's doing the same thing that Derrick Jackson did, but they just not out there like him. And these women are also targeting them because that's what they want. I want this high-value man that's making this kind of money. This is who I'm going to go after. They really go searching for these guys as well.
Yes, they do go search for those folks. I'm not saying that they don't. They absolutely do. The problem is Derrick Jackson made himself very visible.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
So because he chose to make himself visible like that, he's an easy target. And in white world, in wonderful world, what really happens is they don't put themselves out there to be noticed the way he's put himself out there.
Well, he had to do that in order to make maximum profit, because like someone mentioned, if you didn't know him, you didn't recognize his name, who would buy his product? Who would care what he has to say?
Do you want to know?
People
buy products all the time and don't know who the damn person is.
He's been doing seminars for 10 years now.
But I can't get on the platform. I can't get on the platform and use my name and start giving out advice to people, because they're going to look at me like, who are you? What degree do you have? You know, what PhD are you walking around to tell me X, Y, and Z? So he has to get out there.
No, that's not necessarily true.
Sherry, all you need to do is start a few YouTube videos. And they'll get used to
it. I'm about to tell you. I'm like, you don't even got to do YouTube. You can do YouTube.
That's how you start it.
You can host your own TEDx.
You got Kardashians and Jenners giving advice. And, honey, that is a group that nobody should ever take advice from.
It's the marketing, Ms. Terry. It's that.
Listen, I can speak for my own self. Like, I know what it is when you're out in social, like, in the social world, and you're constantly in front of lots of people. You tend to get unwanted people in your inbox. On his end, they weren't unwanted; it was what he wanted. Like, he's able to pick and choose how he wanted to do this.
He threw the net out.
He threw it out there, and honestly, he got
and he knew he was going to catch.
He got the most gullible.
Thank you. That was going to be my question.
Uneducated. Gullible. Uneducated. Low self-esteem. No value of self. Individual. Who kept saying, I want. What I want is a rich man. Oh, what I want is a man that can take care of me. Ooh, I want a sugar daddy. They didn't care that he was married.
I'm not even mad, because that's the truth. That's
wait,
what I've been saying.
Quiet. I heard a rap that's on.
That's what
well,
I've been
quiet.
I'm sure they didn't care that he was married because they was looking
care,
for the benefits. They was looking
that,
for the benefits, and it didn't go
that's
that
it.
Way. And then they said, hey, let's expose him.
And
that's how it always
point.
Goes.
But this is my
I,
this has been my point from jump. Like
about him.
Now, again, I didn't find out about him until I literally had to ask Hot Rod who the hell this guy was. And then I found out about the Kevin guy because I asked another friend of mine. Yeah, this is how much social media I do. I mean, besides posting my retarded memes, I don't really fuck around with social media.
Well, Kevin Samuels, he also gives advice.
I had to watch both of them. And honestly, both of them pick and I can't say pick, but they catered to the females that have the lowest self-esteem. That's been my take. Either they'll build it up or they'll break it down even further. But they're not for anything other than this. This is their target. This is their target from what I've seen.
All the females that's believing in the Cinderella story, we got to stop believing in that and deal with the reality of it.
I never believed in that either,
but believe it or not, there's some females
that,
still waiting for their Prince Charming to come rescue them. I'm
drained
with it.
Absolutely. Fuck Prince Charming.
And then there's the other spectrum, the other side of the spectrum, that's the wicked stepmother with Kevin, whatever the hell his name is. So, I mean, my whole thing is this. They are picking on women on both sides of the spectrum that basically, at the end of the day, have low self-esteem. They do. They're either believing in this or they're not dealing with the reality. It's one of the two, and it's extreme sides of the spectrum, you know, because the ones that are in between, which obviously are the ones that actually have a thought pattern, aren't falling for the BS from either way. But that's just my observation.
So because I don't know their stories or anything about them, it sounds like he was married and, like, having an extramarital for 10 years with a whole bunch of people or just one person?
And his wife was fully aware of what he
was doing. I have no idea.
I'm asking you because I don't
people,
know.
People, yeah, it's a bunch of women in between. She said he gave him the whole list and blah, 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 blah. That's their problem. But I just want
to
ask you guys,
do
fall for this Black Friday marketing? Because it's all kind of the same thing, target marketing. He picked his target audience. It's no different than what anybody does when they start a business. You already know who your target audience is going to be, who's going to grab you those first sales and so forth.
And
so
this
is going to continue on, whether it's him, it'll be a new Derrick Jackson. You guys know that there's other guys. What's the guy? Other guy named Tony Gaskins. He always portrays.
Oh, Michael Todd.
Kevin Samuels talks on a different level as far as.
But it's the same shit at the end of the day. He preys
it's
on
the
weak.
Stuff. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. They have a target audience that's going to tune in, and that's part of marketing, whether you're selling a product or whatever. So did you really get bamboozled, or do we need to start thinking for ourselves and building up our self-esteem?
That's what I think. I think we should be looking at the message and not following the man. He is not perfect. We should
not
even
put him on a
pedestal. Follow him. I didn't follow him. I followed his message. I agreed with it. Men should not be disrespecting their women. Women should not be disrespecting men. We should be working together to build.
But that's common sense.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
We followed him, or people followed him. Like, look at him. He's the perfect man. And now that he's failed, because he's a hypocrite. Now they're saying, well, you know what? Because he failed, his message is garbage, too. And I think that's where the problem lies.
But see, the issue that I'm having is, once again, we want to keep, people want to keep focusing on how, oh, you know, men, or let's just get cut to the chase, black men are disrespecting their women. Listen, it's not every black man. So just, like,
and honey,
the narrative has to stop. It has to stop because it's getting on my effing nerves.
Wait a minute.
It gets plastered all over the place, and I'm tired of hearing it. It is very disrespectful to the men out there that are doing what they're supposed to do, taking care of their household, taking care of their kids, and taking care and treating their women with respect.
I'm
not finished.
They're a unicorn.
He's damn right. Because whether, you know what I'm saying, you know, some people are just not goddamn satisfied. So whether he could be treating his side piece and his main woman and somebody else and his mama like gold, but somebody has a problem with it because there's just one thing, oh, he's doing that one thing wrong. Listen, man, when it boils down to it, everybody kick rocks. Because if you're going to keep if you're going to keep stressing that one message, if you're going to keep stressing that one thing, then what's your real focus? It ain't about shit else but yourself and what you want to hear. It ain't about nothing else. Nothing else at all. It ain't about no progress or nothing. Because this dude or people like him never speak of anything when it comes down to progress with ourselves or with our community. No progress. All it is misery, pain, and woe. That's all they focus on. And you know what? I'm tired
of women
that
focus. How many of us do, though?
I'm tired of the women who want to focus on misery, pain, and woe, getting all the light. Just like these fuck boys and fuck women are winning right now. And I'm getting sick of
it. I gotta say it.
Because that's
all we support.
That's all we support. You don't support the upstanding people. You don't support the good people. You always want to support the assholes. So you know what? You support the assholes, you get the shit.
Wait. Now, see, and I gotta say this, just for the record, it is not the brothers that are really like this. Contrary to popular media belief, being the person that I am, I have experienced a lot. I was actually dubbed the UN of love by my own mother. Shut up. The point is, ain't nobody asking you a filthy animal. The point is,
I got lost at the love part. I'm just like rewind, but sorry.
Experiencing what I have experienced in my life, I have to tell you, the brothers aren't as bad as you would freaking think. I gotta say this. I have dated everything from the brothers down to a Japanese Jamaican.
A Jamaicanese?
Girl! That's a whole different ballgame. But the point is, having been exposed to what I have been exposed to, yeah, the brothers got issues, but let me tell you something. Everybody else got a whole lot more issues. I should have been in therapy after being exposed to what the hell I've been exposed to. That's what I got to say.
Okay.
And it is
so
weird.
I'm going to agree with you, Byron, that we don't promote positivity in our community, right? Where we push people up that they exploit what's going on that's bad. Thing is, in all honesty, when we do get a person to step up and try to say something positive, they become the target of criticism. Like,
oh, well.
If you step up and you say, listen, this shouldn't be this way. But who the hell are they to be stepping up and telling me this, this, and that? And that's why people don't do it. That's why it's easier for someone to come up and say, well, this is the problem, because if you step up and you say, well, this is the problem and this is the solution, well, why are we listening to you? Now you have to prove yourself worthy to be able to speak positivity. And that's something we need to address. We definitely not push positivity in our community.
Now, check this out.
Hold on, Mika.
If I actually did this show, continue to do this show based off a rating, I probably wouldn't do it anymore. You know why? Because the best ratings are always the relationship shows. It wasn't about issues when we were talking about disease or we were talking about certain things going on in the black community or other communities are going on around the world, it was always scandalous shit. It's always scandalous shit that everybody want to get into. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie, it makes me not want to do the damn podcast. You know why? Because we're not, as humans, we're not focused on anything else but bullshit. We're not trying to uplift one another. I started this show because I wanted us to open up that dialogue, that communication again. Everybody's texting. People are doing this. Listen, I remember my mother had the 20-foot long phone cord that wrapped around one end of the house to the other because everybody used to talk to one another. But now we don't do that shit no more. We talk at each other, not with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about anything meaningful at all. And it pisses me off.
That's
true. Annoying. It's like, yo, this dude, and the thing is, like I said, it's not the message, but it is the messenger. Because this bastard, just like the other one, you take these weak people and you're like, you know what, I'm going to make money off of this. That's evil. That's wrong. And I don't live my life like that. I don't live
right,
but that's
absolutely
me.
But people are thinking about themselves. That's what I'm saying. We live in a hot, my mother said it years ago. We live in a, and this was back in probably 90 something. She said, I used to hear her say it all the time. We live in a I, me generation. Everything is about me. And like I said, now I'm saying it, and it's even more blatantly. Now everybody is about themselves. Nobody cares about anybody else unless it's some type of drama. Like I said, if it's something positive, it's like people are hating on you because you're positive or you're happy or you're doing something positive. But let's say you're talking about some drama or something negative, they all with you. It's like it's weird. Like these people are weirdos.
Or even
that's my word, right? Yeah, that's been my word for 2 and 3 years now. Weirdos.
Or you gotta pay me. You want this advice? You want me to tell you something? It don't have to be sound. It's all in how you interpret it, but you gotta pay me for it. Because that's what it
can
boils down
to. Right. To say something with what you just said, Brother B, and we could take it way back. Oprah also did this when she first started with her show, when she had a lot of people that were talking about molestation and stuff on her show. Maury Povich did it. You are not the father in all of this.
Montel Jordan.
So,
Montel Williams.
Remember, they everybody starts with a target. Yeah. Everybody starts with a target audience somewhere, but how long are we not going to sing for ourselves? That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
All right.
How does it change?
How does it change
besides just talking about we need to change it?
But again, it goes back to living this fantasy life. Brother B, we've had this conversation time and time again how these people let the media influence a lot of their thoughts.
They're
busy watching the households of whatever freaking city, county, state, whatever the shit it is, or they're sitting there watching a Bachelor or whatever stupid other quote reality program, and they're thinking that's the real world. It's not. It's so not. Listen, the majority of us grew up as latchkey kids, for starters. These millennials would lose their mind if they were told you can't open a door if you even hear a knock. Like, let's be real for a minute. Come on.
Absolutely.
That's
what it's about. These young people, and especially the younger generation, they think, like I said, they think toxic. I was just explaining that to one of my sons, my oldest son. He's 27. It's like, oh, he'll say it to me. He's like, you know, Ma, like, you know, they think that these young ladies think being toxic is okay. They think being in a toxic relationship is okay, and it's not. It's not normal. I told him. I said, you feel like that because you know it's not normal. You know that is not a normal relationship. That arguing back and forth and him running you down and looking in phones and that's not normal.
And
that's not a normal relationship.
And this Kevin, whoever he is, and this Derek freaking moron, these are the people that these young girls are following. And again, I've never said anyone over the age of 40 is believing half of this crap. I've never said that. And if there are some of us over 40 that are following this, we need to have our head examined. But the majority of us don't.
You know what, Mika? There's one word that we forgot to mention. And I don't. Forgive me. No, you know, not even that. Forgive me if someone did say it. And it's not to go over them, but you know what? Insecure. There's a lot of insecure people, insecure women that feed in to this the BS. They feed into it, and they use it to help the to build up themselves. Like someone like Derek Jackson or Kevin Sanders, you know what I'm saying? They'll turn around and they'll get an insecure caller or somebody that sends them some message, and then they'll try to build them up. And you know, once you start doing stuff like that, you know, oh yeah, I got a follower. I got somebody here. I'm gonna sell you a T-shirt. Hey, I'm gonna sell you some sweatpants. Hey, I'm gonna send you a kiss. And the next thing you know, then you know, it is what it is after that.
Well, for the record, Kevin doesn't build them up. He kind of tears them down. Derek, but the point is, they're both narcissists. Wait. They're both narcissists. They are. They're just again extreme sides of narcissism. But they're narcissists. But the whole point is, you have these women who are insecure, who are blind, who are followers, who have no knowledge of self, who have no thought other than what they see or what they fed into over the years. And this is the problem. This is how people like these two morons get put on pedestals. And when things like this happen, their followers lose their freaking minds. And this is where we're at right now, where we've got majority followers instead of leaders.
I mean, listen, I hate to say it.
I blame the people that come on. I'm sorry, Lady T. Let me just throw this in real quick.
I hate to throw this man's name out there. I used to respect him. I have no respect for him anymore. But there are women out there that will still take R. Kelly in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
No matter what
he's done.
There are women that still support him. So what does that say? If they support the night stalker, I guess so.
And again,
But again,
here we go with the low self-esteem, with the needing, with this need. And I don't understand this need. I don't understand it, but apparently a whole lot of people, I don't understand it, though. Because I don't need to be needed that much or want to worship someone that much where I'm putting my own common sense, not even personal values, common sense to the side to freaking follow this idiot. I'm sorry. Freak him and his golden showers. I got a golden shower for his ass. He ain't going to like it. Freaking involves acid. But that's just me.
Lady,
I just want to ask y'all something real quick with the Kevin Samuels stuff. Have any of y'all ever watched any of Kevin Samuels' content?
Unfortunately.
Let me just say something real quick.
Okay. So it's interesting, you know, when you watch it, he actually tells the truth to certain women that call, almost all of them, and I'm going
to
tell you why. To an extent, I'm going to tell you why. These females come on there, and they have, I'm going to find a high-value man, I'm going to this, I'm going to that. He asks, were you in the two-parent household? A lot of them are. A lot of them got advice from their dad. A lot of them don't take advice from their dad, though. He explains, how are you going to do this, this, and that when you're doing this, this, and that? They have unrealistic views when they come on there, and I don't understand it. Why they come on there, have they not seen his shows before? Because I wouldn't even tap in to ask him a question. He lets you know that you just need to deal with a guy that's on your level. They'll go into the, oh, no, I want the guy that's making the six figures and this, that, and that. And then that's when they get chewed up. And he gives them the dose of reality. It's true. The high-value men are not looking for the average woman. And they want a woman that's in the house. They want to take care of their household, but they want you in the house. They actually had a woman that was of high value that was married to one of these guys that explained that, and she's running her business from the house. This is what they want. So he'll ask you, are you content with that? You'll hear some of these girls saying, I want three kids, I want five kids, I want six kids. Listen, do you even know what one kid feels like?
Hello.
They come in there with the fairy tale for him. So you can't 100% blame him. He's explaining to them. He's a man explaining what a man wants. I don't like when these women come up there. You already have the fairy tale in your mind. Somebody needs to snap a lot of these 30-something and 20-something-year-old girls out of these fairy tales.
You're not wrong.
Right.
You're absolutely not wrong.
Absolutely.
You're not. But my again, absolutely. My thing is why, and you know, it's probably just me being me. Why do you feel the need, A, to go to these people, and B, put them on this pedestal where they are the gurus?
Because he's saying that he's catering to them.
Both
he's catering
them,
to what they want to hear. That's what
both
they. That's what
them.
They do.
No, listen, you don't understand. Kevin, no.
It's called a personal connection.
Mm-hmm,
I don't
yes.
know what type of crowd anyone in on this platform has been in, but if you've ever been to church and it feels like the pastor is talking to you because the pastor is looking directly at you and making eye contact, that is the nature of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That is the nature of the game.
Didn't Creflo Dollar do that for many years?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Creflo Dollar.
That is the nature of the game. And if, the problem is it's either you know how to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you
or
don't
you
get
played.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But the problem is that
most
people
got to decide. And if it don't apply, you let it fly. But unfortunately, there's a lot of gullible women out there who be like, oh, my God, he was talking direct. Did you understand? Oh, my God, it felt like he was talking directly to me. And oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Oh, my God, I can hear Tondalea from the south side of freaking Jamaica saying that shit right now.
But you
don't
know what I noticed? You know what I find interesting? And we're not going to, like, you know, target them, but even the pastors, you notice they only pick certain things in the Bible to speak on, certain specific things, certain sermons they speak on. There's certain things they choose not to speak on. But why only pick certain things? If you're going to talk about the Bible, talk about everything in its entirety, the whole book. You know, don't just pick and choose, because you know why they're picking and choosing? Because they know what caters. They're catering to people. They know what's going to sell. They know what's going to push. They know what's going to make people put money in them collection plates. And that's what these so-called – because, see, my thing is this. I don't need to get advice from somebody I don't know. If I'm going to get advice, let me get some advice from somebody that I know, that I can trust.
Thank you.
And that has known my experiences, and I know theirs as well. I'm not going to take something from somebody that we may have nothing in common. Nothing
mm-hmm.
at all in common. So why should I listen to you? And we don't and we don't walk the same walk. And once
right,
again,
right.
I don't see why people are allowing fuck boys like this to thrive. If you're,
it goes back
you're,
to what Felicia just said, personal connection.
Yeah,
I agree with her on that. Yep.
And if that's your thing, that's your thing. That's your
mm-hmm.
personal selection. But don't take your personal and make it everybody else's issue. Because it's not.
Right.
Well,
making it everybody else's issue.
The key word is personal.
I want to know who's making it an issue. The problem is this. You have people out there just scouring, you know, these YouTube channels and so forth and so on to see what type of juicy gossip is out there, whatever, whatever, whatever. The thing is like nobody – what he does don't make you shit. Period.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I guess maybe on one hand for me is like I'm listening. I'm like, okay, there's plenty of like you guys stated earlier. You got Creflo Dollar. He's been doing it forever.
Mm.
And it's always them old white women giving him money.
Mm.
The ones who feel they can't get a man.
Mm.
They don't
and
prey
you know
on
what,
the ones who are married.
And you know what?
They never
you know
prey
what,
on the ones that are married. They prey on the ones who are single.
And the thing is,
okay.
another thing is, a lot of people are comfortable with the game being played to them. A lot
That's
of
right.
people are cool with the fact that, you know, that it's a game. I know it's a game, and I'm just going to deal with it. That's just that. Some people like the entertainment. Some people just like to go with the flow. And
that's
listen.
The difference between a woman and a girl.
Okay.
Exactly.
She ain't wrong. She ain't wrong. Now, Now, I got to say this, Brother B, we're probably nearing that five-minute mark.
Yep.
Pretty close to it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
See, I remember, listen, I remember radio, even though it's been 20-some-odd years. First of all, I got to say, Felicia, thank you, Miss Felicia, for joining us. I can't speak for everybody
You're
else,
welcome.
But
thank
I
you.
Like you. I like
thank
you.
Thank you.
I like you. Okay.
Listen,
now,
start
before.
An all-female podcast.
Shut
start
up.
Absolutely.
Podcast.
Brother
we
B,
should,
you
absolutely.
Don't want that. You don't want
well,
that,
gonna
Brother
talk
B.
About, we're going to talk about that later.
No, he don't. He, no, he don't, because he'll be getting beat just for not being there. Okay. So
I'll give
I want to say thank you to Miss Felicia. And as always, the ladies, y'all know I love y'all and I respect y'all because y'all all awesome.
Lady T, Miss
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
I'm getting
guys
ready to get off
this.
And
you know
I'm getting ready to get off and finish my whiskey sours.
Oh, Lord. This has been very interesting, but listen, before everybody head out, like the key word that has been said, human. Like, once we start learning how to be human to one another, you know, maybe we'll see things differently. But instead of just always seeing the things in an individual perspective, that's why we keep clashing. Because we're more concerned about the I, like Red says, the I, the me, what I want, what I need. But we're not, you don't give a damn about anyone else's needs. You know, now I get it. Sometimes you have to put yourself first. But depending on the situation you're in, you know, you got to kind of think about, you know, what's going on with somebody else. And like I said, I'm not the person. As much as Miss Cherry probably disagrees sometimes, I'm not the person to tear down. I don't like tearing people down. I don't. This is not what this podcast is started for, and it's not what it's about. It's about us having these type of conversations, this type of communication, and trying to, I guess, work out things that maybe someone else needs to hear. It doesn't even have to be in our own personal lives, but there may be someone else listening, because there's people not in this country, but across the globe that's listening to the podcast. And they may get something out of it. So we got to be human to each other first. First and foremost. If we can't do that, then all is lost. We've been through enough years of enough drama, pandemic, everything else. When are we going to get it together? When?
The minute. Right.
So on that note,
listen.
Lady T, Miss Cherry, Felicia, Mika, and Big Red, coming
yeah.
for my turkey wings, Big Red. Everybody have a great night. Stay blessed. And catch you next week. And, yo, don't forget,
wait,
Monday
before
night. Monday night. Absolute truth.
So
wait a minute. I got to plug my man and his people's in. Absolute truth. On Blog Talk Radio. Monday night.
Yeah.
10 p.m. Lady T. Sean Black. K-Dog. And the infamous Vroom Vroom Hot Rod. Okay, you got a minute. Take it. What you want? What you want?
Thank you. Can the ladies please say their final piece?
Okay, go ahead. Piece it out. Piece it out.
Miss Red.
I'm done.
Come on, Big Red.
Yeah. What? You want me to say my final piece? Listen, do what you got to do. Think for yourself. That's how I see it. Fantasies are fantasies. We got to live in reality. That's the bottom line. Stop looking for the Prince Charming. Guess what? If you get one, you get one. If you don't, just be happy with yourself. Miss Cherry?
I'm just going to say follow the message, not the messenger, and just stay focused. We're all about making our community positive.
Lady T?
I don't care nothing about Derrick Jackson. I'm trying to get my money up right now.
Amen. Amen. Get that bag. Get that bag.
Felicia?
Man. I'm still here. Listen,
okay, now.
Just do you. Don't be part of the game unless you plan on winning.
And as for me, sex, money, fools, and booze. I'm sorry.
That's
right.
You know, I'm done with you. Hey, good night, y'all.
Good night, okay?
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Y'all. Good night.
Y'all have a good week.
Good
later.
Good night. Have a great week.
All right, y'all.
Good night.
Bye. Good night, y'all.